Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, so you guys remember why I decided Friday, rather late in the game, admittedly, to take yesterday off? Do you remember what the reason I gave?
Yeah.
And that was?
You said because we took Juneteenth off.
No.
So you wanted to pay us back.
That sounds right.
I wanted to take the real Juneteenth off, Monday. The day that it should be.
What kind of conspiracy theory is this? The real Juneteenth off?
Per John Lopez.
No, remember.
Well, you did live back in 1865 now, so that makes sense.
No, the reason I gave was because I had an event I had to go to in Corpus Christi, and it was Sunday, and, you know, no reason to drive back late Sunday. Just get here early Monday and you know, whatever, piddle around the house, take the day off, be ready for today's show. Well, as it turned out, and it wasn't my fault, first of all. It wasn't my fault. As it turned out, I did do that. I did spend the night there Sunday. But my son decided to come down Sunday night, my middle son, BG.
Your favorite.
Arguable. And said, hey, you want to go fishing in the morning?
Who could say no to a son? When a son asks a father,
yeah.
Who could say no?
I was planning on just getting up early and driving
back. Your favorite son.
Right.
You're going to turn your favorite son down.
Like maybe the ugly redheaded stepchild, but not your favorite son.
So I did get here earlier than I would have Sunday, but it was still pushing 5 o'clock because we ended up going fishing Sunday morning. So, hey, best laid plans, you know, sometime. But at least I did get some good rest. So.
Look at these excuses.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to convince? Like, you made that a whole confession.
Hey, you want to go fishing tomorrow? You know what? Let's go.
Watch, we're going to find out that the part of the story he didn't tell us was the day before he was like, hey, BG, I need you to ask me.
I need to ask me something.
Sounds like Lopez is appropriating Juneteenth for his benefit. That's right. That's right. There's a lot of people appropriating Juneteenth for their benefit. But you know what? You know what I think? I believe that you shouldn't look get a gift day off in the mouth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
A day off is a day off.
That's how I did justify it. I was like, well, I mean, I'll still get there relatively early, mm-hmm, get some rest.
Mm-hmm.
Slept good last night.
I bet you did.
Just got a little fishing and sun in.
That's right.
That's all.
Did you remember? Never mind. Now that we're another day away from it, I know people were rooting for the Pacers and the ways that they had played, and I really enjoyed the style of basketball that they had and the story that they had. I was happy Oklahoma City won the NBA championship.
Really? A lot of people were not.
I was happy.
Why were you?
Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need regular season dominance devalued anymore. That's a 68-win regular season team. And to be fair, right, since the turn of the calendar, the Pacers were on that same type of pace. They were really good. But I will never forget the 73-9
Warriors.
That's right. Warriors losing the championship, even though I kind of wanted the Cavs to win in that moment because I was being a hater, as I think we all are at sports at times. But what that did to basketball in particular, but I think a lot of sports, is just continued to devalue the regular season, which I don't think we need any more of in any of these sports where, oh man, winning all these games, the regular season doesn't matter. It matters if you win the championship. And now we were getting further and further from the idea of you playing really well in the regular season, mean you're going to win a championship. And so I kind of needed that connection to stay. And Oklahoma City just dominated the regular season, and I really didn't need another bucket in the in that particular data set of team does really good in regular season and loses championship. I just don't want anymore.
I kind of felt like it did a little bit of the opposite, though, because, I mean, at the beginning, we did have OKC probably going to the finals because they were so good. But at some point, we were kind of like, man, I don't know who going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, at the beginning, we were saying OKC. But shoot, probably about game three, we was just like, man, I don't know. Indiana can win this one.
Yeah.
So it did keep the suspense a little bit. But during that time where it was Cavs and Warriors, everybody knew it was going to be them two at the end.
Look, I see your point, Reggie, and I think it's valid. I also feel like, no, like what to Figgy's point, there's a certain amount of entertainment in the fact that it goes the other way.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much. You talk about the Warriors. People were glued to that. You know, so it can work both ways.
Yeah. And you're right. I think the entertainment was absolutely there, as evidenced by, and I'm going to be the weirdo who mentions that the ratings for the finals were, game seven at least, were the highest rated individual NBA playoff game since, I think, 2019. Was what they went for. Like, so the entertainment value was there. I don't know that the entertainment value, especially even comparing it to 2016, was worth the what I view as damage to the regular season overall. So I don't work for no TV. I don't work for the NBA. So what does it actually
mean? So has Adam Silver changed his mind yet on the ratings? Now they're good again? Now they're
I bet he did.
Hey, I
bet
kidding. He was like,
hey, guys,
I was
look.
Kidding.
See,
I was
look,
kidding
ratings.
About the ratings.
Look at the ratings.
Hey, he sent that mass email out and said, hey, look at the numbers, guys.
Look
Let's
at the ratings.
Subject line, all caps, ratings.
Let's go.
3 exclamation points. Yeah.
Get out there and sell some stuff with these ratings.
They didn't matter 2 weeks ago, but they matter now.
That's how it go. Speaking of the NBA Finals, right now, OKC, they are holding a parade.
Mm-hmm.
A parade is actually going on.
Oh, is it?
Friends and family.
Yeah, I was looking at it.
I saw someone say that Oklahoma City, like downtown Oklahoma City, probably looked like a Kmart on a busy day.
Yeah, they getting a lot of jokes, to be honest, because to me, it don't look like it's totally empty, but it look weird, man. They got SGA out there on the grounds, and they got this big ass fence up with the people behind. Look like they in jail just chanting. I'm just like, man, this don't look appealing at all. That's my confession. It don't really look appealing. And I'm like, man, I'm so happy for them fans, because they do have probably the best fans when it comes to home court advantage.
Yeah.
But looking at this parade, man, I'm just like, man.
I saw somebody tweet, dozens of people at the parade.
There's tens of us.
Yeah.
Tens of us.
Yeah, I'm over here. Everybody under the comments, I think NBA tweeted this out.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody in the comments kind of laughing at them. And this is my favorite comment. I never even thought of this. But they got SGA in here. They said Maple Jordan. They called him
I kind of hate that they do that with any Canadian. They are just Maple, insert name here, Maple Mamba, Maple Jordan, any of them.
Hey, we can laugh, but I mean, it's Oklahoma City. What do you want?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's they're all out.
They're doing their best.
Yeah, they're doing their best.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I kind of don't want to see the Kyle Tucker and Ryan Presley video tribute Friday.
Oh,
why not?
Wow.
I think it's going to kind of make me feel like, I don't know, sad, lamenting. Generally like, yeah, hey, you did it. You know, we appreciate you and all that. Man, these two dudes were badass, man.
Yeah.
These two dudes were so good for them. I mean, and plus, you know, they're going to show the final out of the 2022 World Series. Presley on the mound, Kyle Tucker catches the ball. I mean,
yeah,
I'm like, come on. I don't need to see this right now. Now, it would have been worse if the Astros weren't doing well. But so it'll be a little better. But sometimes you're like, it makes you feel really good and happy for them and all that. I think I might be a little bit. Like,
wait, but see. So what are the times that you feel good? Because this feels like the
best
circumstance.
Like when they did Correa, you're like, cool, you're still rocking and rolling. Springer, you're still rocking and rolling. I don't know. Something about this one, I'm like, what could have been?
I mean, if you're looking at Kyle Tucker, just look over to the opposite side, look at Cam Smith, and be like,
I get it.
I feel better now.
I'm just telling you what my confession
good call.
Is. It makes me feel a little weird. A certain way, as the kids
How would
like
you
to
feel
say.
When Bregman come back home?
That's an interesting one.
I'm curious because it seemed like every time you bring up Bregman, everybody's just like, oh, screw that guy and all that. I wonder how people are really going to act.
You know, my gut is telling me it wouldn't be as bad as this. I guess because, you know, Isak and all that, and Bregman was never, you know, you knew it was never going to happen, that he was never going to stay. But, like, something about Tucker and Presley, And I guess part of it, you know, being in that stadium when they won it, and well, it was, you know.
I feel like you knew that neither of those guys were going to stay more than the Bregman thing. At least we were.
Presley, you wondered a little bit, but it was kind of leaning
once
that
way. Once they brought in Hader.
No, no, I'm saying, but he pitched a whole season with Hader, you know.
That was ticket time bomb.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. I don't disagree, but right. I'm saying you kind of wondered, well, maybe, you know, they'll make it work or whatever. And then Tucker was just frustrated.
I think the Tucker part for me would be, you know, man, why they do him like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could have.
Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, I think with the arbitrary and all that stuff going, I'm like, man, come on, man. You could have paid him. And then with Presley, it's kind of like, man, damn, man, he was so good, and look at him now. It's kind of sad to see a little bit.
And our girl Perry is already texting. I already know I'll be crying. Like, it's just a different thing with those two. I kind of don't want to see it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I didn't realize that this is also kind of another NBA-related one, but obviously Tyrese Halliburton had the Achilles injury. A lot of these. I think it was 8 last year all the way across the NBA season. That's a lot, but it's not even like from there. This is where my particular confession comes from. The mythology of Achilles always annoyed me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're familiar,
the actual Achilles.
You're familiar with, like,
as in Greek mythology.
Yeah, the Greek mythology that gives us the name Achilles' heel is literally, which I'm trying to remember which Greek god it was that dipped Achilles into the river Styx, which gave him his imperviability or what have you. I think it was Thetis that dipped him in. And supposedly the weakness was in his Achilles here because that was where he was grabbed when he was dipped in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one part that was left, like, I guess, mortal.
Yeah.
But I was like, you couldn't dip him again?
Like, turned him upside down?
You know what I mean? Like, it was just the one dip. We only got one dip.
You only get one dip.
Like, why did that happen?
Like Dairy Queen.
What kind of plot hole is this?
Yeah.
Like, what a terrible plot hole. Like, oh, and now this is the one place where now he could be hurt. And obviously, inevitably, he's going to get hurt there.
Yeah.
But I was just like, for some reason, this is where the way my dumb brain worked. I was thinking about all the Achilles tears and everything, and I was like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is so dumb.
Yeah.
Why did that myth, why did they write it like
that? You could have just, like, spun him.
Just spin him over. Or just drop him in, move him around a little bit, and then pick him up.
Speaking of which, just.
Or use tongs, you know, like something.
Tongs. Side note, on the way home yesterday, I had a blizzard for the first time in probably 10 years. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a blizzard.
You want to hear something crazy?
It always amazes me when they turn it over for you. I'm like, that's so cool.
You want to hear something crazy? I had a blizzard last night.
Really?
Yeah, I had one, and the lady did not turn it over.
Oh,
and
man.
So when we drove, I'm like, wait a minute. She's supposed to turn. She ain't turning it over.
Did you turn it over yourself?
I did myself, yeah.
But it still held up.
Yeah, it still held up.
My thought would have been, oh, she knew that this one wasn't
the one.
This
one wasn't going to take.
She knew this one wasn't the one, so she wasn't going to try it.
Now, I was nervous because I never did it on my own.
Yeah.
I kind of held my hand right there just in case. Did a little quick little turnaround. Like, all right, yep.
So weird. I haven't had a blizzard in 10 years at least. I'm like, I'm going to get one. I got their new whatever, strawberry, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she goes like that. That's one of the coolest little things in fast food.
Yeah.
Like, they just turn it over.
I actually asked my wife, I'm like, why do they do that? And she said, that's what they're, no, that's just their thing right there.
Yeah.
How thick it is. Is that the best grass? All right, then I'm done asking the question. Whatever I was going
to
ask.
All right, man. Yeah, let's get to the next segment.
It's summer, man.
Man, he ruined it.
He
ruined it.
Just how did I ruin it?
We turned in this car right back around.
I followed up your point.
Unbelievable.
You said yep.
Is that that's
it's Johnny's fault.
It really is. See, he's been on the boat too long.
Yep.
Need to get back in the
work
mode.
I did get a lot of sun yesterday.
I guess so. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our lunchtime confessions. Coming up next, did we get confirmation of collusion in the NFL? I'll tell you what I mean next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.